This is Psychic Social, brought to you by psychic.co.uk.
Welcome to Psychic Social. Thank you for joining us today on another one of our fantastic podcasts about the classic tarot deck with Nikki Allen. And we are talking today about the Hanged Man from the classic tarot deck and from the Major Arcana. And it is card number 12. So welcome, Nikki. Thank you for coming back with us today to talk about another card in the classic tarot deck.
Hello, my darling. It is lovely to be back. Lovely to be back.
It's wonderful to have you here again, and we're going to be chatting away about this card, aren't we? And just before we start, just wanted to say we are so delighted to have our 10-hour tarot private members Facebook group open now. We've got quite a few members in there who've purchased the full course. So if you have purchased the full course of 10-hour tarot, head over there and join in, and you just need to give your order number and you can get yourself into the group. We've got lots of people in there talking about these cards right now and various other things going on in the course. But like I say, today we're going to be talking with Nikki, with you, about this card. So do you want to kick us off and tell us a bit about the imagery and the colours and everything that's going on in this card, please?
Yeah, do you know what? When I first saw this, it's a bit like the doom of death, isn't it? Dong! Oh my god, it's the man hanging.
Looks awful, doesn't it, from the outset?
Yeah. I know, it's like, oh my god, what's happening? Oh my god, am I going to get hung? It's not that at all. In fact, I always find that lots of the cards sometimes give you the initial image of, oh my goodness, but they actually are giving you the gift, like the tower. And I always refer to the tower, because I do love talking about my tower moments. Mm-hmm. But the hangman is that. The hangman is in suspension. So it's not about the hanging at all, that we have to, like, because straight away we think of doom, don't we? Mm-hmm. But he's hanging in suspension. And I love the fact that he's got red tights on in the original Major Arcana, the Rider Waite, because it's shown that there's a base chakra issue going on. So the base chakra is colour red. And so he's being literally suspended by base chakra issues, which represents obstacles on his path, okay? Mm. Base chakra stuff is all about stuff that we need to deal with on the earth plane. Bills, problems with people, losing your job, finding a job. Now, all the rubbish that, you know, has got nothing to do with spirituality, yeah, that we hate to have to go through. And so what happens is that because he's upside down, he's suspended, he's not moving anywhere. Okay, he's literally stuck in a situation. So this could be a situation where perhaps you know you're working on a project and you just keep hitting a dead end, or you know, you've invested in something, it's just not happening and it's not going forward, you have no idea why, or you know, you're run down and things aren't going your way and you seem to be having some sort of bad luck and you're like, for God's sake, what the hell's going on? And the thing is with the hangman is when you get this in a reading, it's a stop, whoa, stop. You're suspended in this situation for a reason. And it's the universe telling you this isn't working. Have a look. Okay, step back. So there's almost an element of the hermit coming in here, taking you back and stopping and looking at what you're actually dealing with that's creating the problem. So when you step back, and it's, have you ever noticed, like, when you kind of get fresh eyes, look at something, if you've written something, or you come away and come back down again, immediately go, oh, there's a problem, there's a mistake. It's just taking a step back and then looking at something with fresh eyes or a different perspective.
Exactly.
And, you know, and so what you need to do is, it's a universe saying, this isn't working because. And this is why I love the shining, vibrant yellow light, almost like the sun around the top part of the crown and third eye chakra. Mm. And also it kind of, I always see it as almost encumbering the throat chakra as well, because it's telling you to go within, go with your divine intervention, go within your intuition, think and feel, but don't think too much. Look at the situation. How does it feel? Is this going to run the course? If the answer is, no, not really, because I'm absolutely exhausted and I can't be doing this and I'm just doing it out of ego because I thought it'd make money, there's your answer. You know, are you pursuing whatever it is in your life for the greater good? This can also mean relationships, you know, not, you know, it doesn't have to be spousal, but friendships, anything, it's encumbering anything. And obviously you'll know by the cards that connect next to it. Yeah. You know, it could, you know, if you've got pentacles next to it, it's like, right, what are you doing money, work-wise, career-wise, that's like, it doesn't seem to be getting where it needs to go. Is it because you need to, like, say enough's enough, or is there something you've missed in the small print? Is there an approach that perhaps you need to change to make it succeed? Mm-hmm. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Is there something that you need to change to make this work how you want it to work? And so the suspension is for a reason. The suspension is giving you the heads up that this isn't going as it should be, and to take a breather. Just allow it to be. It also is reminding you to be patient. Okay, so this comes under the zodiac sign of Taurus, so it's an earth sign. Earth yourself, ground yourself, and be patient. And this is where I always see temperance come in.
I was going to say temperance as well. I was just thinking that. Yeah.
Because you literally think, right, okay, and I, you know, if there's anything that's not working for me, I always think, why isn't it? Is it worth doing? Am I doing it out of ego? What is the greater good reason for me doing it? And, you know, what can I change? What is it I'm doing wrong that I need to apply change to? And then it's about being patient and trusting the universe. This card is all about trusting the universe, trusting the energy spikes that, you know, guides, celestial beings, whatever it may be, are looking for this right spike for them to interact and go, bang, there's your opportunity. The problem is, as my guide says, we always live by TikTok time. Oh my God, it's been a week. Why haven't I got that back yet? Oh my God, it's been 2 weeks. Oh no, it's been 6 months. I've been working away at this. Why isn't it happening? So when the hangman comes into the reading, I always see it as a fortuitous thing, because it's saying, we've got this. We know it's happening. We know you've got obstacles. We're telling you to take a fresher look, or actually ask yourself if it's worth investing the time and effort into. And also, if it is, be patient. We've got your back. We know when it's all going to happen.
Right. So this is like playing the waiting game. You know, you're waiting for the right moment to do something, you know, and like you said, pulling yourself back away from the situation, a bit like the hermit in the sense of taking yourself away, but not completely away, because you're observing it, the situation, whilst you're looking back and trying to think about the right thing to do with that situation, rather than just acting, you know, in a split second.
Absolutely right. You know? It's telling you, stop bloody tearing your hair out and stressing yourself out, because the other element of this card is to create physical illness. You know, it does relate to health as well, to a certain extent, that you're either banging your head against the wall, or you're creating stress, or you're doing something that's creating illness, you know, and it's taking time out to look after yourself, to refresh yourself, to just get a clean, you know, battery going. Go to nature, get out there and think about the situation, you know, take in all of the strength that can be given from places like woodland, sea. That's every time I ever pull this card, I think, right, I need to get out and just clear my head. So whatever makes you, whatever environment helps you to clear your head and your mind, go do it. And if it really is worth all the grief, if it is and there's a passion about it, that's fine. Then be patient. It's coming. And I think I find it a very positive card, even though people look at it and think, oh, my God, it's a very positive card. And every time I say to someone that I do a reading for with this, and I say, oh, dear, things aren't going the way they should, are they? No, they're not. Okay, and it's not moving as quick as it should. No, it's not. And then we eventually come to the conclusion of whether they need to go for it, step back and let it run its course, or just be patient. It's as simple as that, you know. I think it's a very good card for you to just get a reality check on what's going on with something that's very static or isn't moving forward very well. And the same as if you're like, you know, oh, you got a really bad knee. Yeah, I've got a really bad knee. Well, how much do you do about it? What do you mean? So, well, are you resting it? Are you icing it? Are you making sure that you don't? No, not really. You know, so it's even something as simple as that.
Yeah, and there seems like an air of sort of spiritual wisdom about the card as well, you know, just like telling you to, if you're not particularly a kind of, you know, if you're kind of quite a reactive person about situations and things, whether it's emails or conversations or whatever, maybe just telling you to be a bit more spiritually wise and step away and observe the situation,
Absolutely. Take
a break and let your mind think about what is going to be your correct response to whatever the situation is, as opposed to just being reactionary.
Oh, I'm terrible. I'm reactionary with capital R. But, you know, the other thing I love about it is as well is that there's growth in being suspended and stopping still.
Yeah.
Because if you look on the beam of the hangman, mm-hmm. there's growth, there's plants, there's leaves and all sorts of things growing around the beam is actually hanging from.
It's wisdom,
so
isn't it?
There's a lot to be learned and you can get a lot of personal growth from just stopping and reflecting.
Yeah, yeah. And Teddy agrees.
Teddy is going to be... Teddy! Teddy, I'm here! So in essence, you know, dependent on what cards are next to the hangman, this is just a reality check for you to sit back, analyze the situation or whatever it is you're going for and see what needs to be changed, if anything. And if it doesn't need to be changed, be patient.
Sure. That's what's going to lead me on to ask you about, you know, I think we did it the last time. Just give the listeners an idea of like a quick sort of like three card, maybe past, present, future reading. I know you mentioned a pentacle next to it earlier, but maybe give them an idea of what, you know, example of what the hangman could mean in response to some cards around it, if you could. Hi, hope you're enjoying the show today. Now, we have a brand new horoscope email you can subscribe to at psychic.co.uk. All you have to do is wait for the pop-up to show on the website and then enter your email and star sign, and every Sunday night we'll email you a free horoscope for the week ahead. Now, you can dive in one step further if you wish and take a look at our Horoscope Plus memberships. This is your weekly horoscope plus a lot more. There are three memberships to choose from, and we've covered all budgets, we feel. So the Robin membership gives you private, exclusive access to a more detailed horoscope on the member horoscope pages at the website, and a chance to win a psychic reading via Zoom each month. And you'll get a free access code as well to the taster version of our amazing video tarot course with Nikki Allen, 10 Hour Tarot. Now, this membership is just £1.99 per month, and you can cancel it anytime you like. There's a ton of stuff in there for such a small amount of money, so much value. The next membership we've got is the Feather membership. It's a step up from there, and it's just £5.99 per month, and you can also cancel anytime for that one too. Now, as a Feather member, you'll get a much more detailed, in-depth horoscope than the Robin membership horoscope. And on that Feather member horoscope page on the website, you'll get exclusive access to that, with over 1,000 words of horoscope broken down into three sections. That's including romance, work, and family. It really will give you a fantastic insight into the week ahead every single week. You'll also get our truly amazing astrology video that's thrown in for free as well, which is 30 minutes of fantastic content on astrology. And as with the Robin membership, you'll also get a chance to win a psychic reading via Zoom every month too. So that's wonderful value in there as well for £5.99 a month for the Feather membership. And the final membership is the Angel member. That's the top level membership to access on the site. That gives you some amazing stuff, and all that info is on the website. Just head to psychic.co.uk/membership and take a look at which one will suit you. We'll put the link in the show notes of this podcast down below for you, so you can just click there and check them all out there. You can also check out the horoscope page and have a little sneak peek at what the Robin members are getting there already. That's at psychic.co.uk/horoscope. Right, now back to the show.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's just look at, for instance, let's look at the Two of Wands has just come into my mind. Thank you, Catherine. I think my little Catherine's here that does all this for me. Mm-hmm. So she's put in the Two of Wands. So this is, you've created an idea or a concept and you're now putting it into fruition. So let's just say you've decided that you want to like come away from your job and you want to start up self-employed making jewellery. Let's just say, for instance, it's... So I'd say to someone, wow, you've had an idea and you've actually taken it forward now and you're starting to create opportunity for yourself in a work environment, something you want to go for towards. So that's in the past. Yes, yes, I've started it up. I decided to come away from my mundane job and I've decided to start making jewellery. Lovely. And then the hangman is in the present situation.
So that's the middle card, yeah?
Yeah, the mid card, for instance. So this is the present, right? If we're doing a mini gypsy reading and gypsy spread. And it'll be like, wow, okay, it's not going how you want, though, is it? No, I can't believe it. I'm doing, you know, I'm really working hard. I've got loads of jewellery. I'm really good at it. It's lovely stuff. I went to a fair and it was great, but I can't seem to be getting it out there. And I'm just really, like, confused now. It's really stressing me out because I've not got enough money to pay my bills, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, okay, hang on a minute. And so dependent on the cards, so for instance, you could have like the Seven of Pentacles that are saying, well, no, you need to work your craft. So then I'd be saying, well, hang on a minute. You know, are you creating the right thing for the right audience? Are you marketing it right? Do you need to learn marketing skills? So I'd look for the advice on the future card, and then do another end card after that. So, you know, if it's a pentacle thing, just say if it's like the Ten of Pentacles, I'd be like, oh my God, you've got to hang on in there. Just sit back and have a look and see if there's any other way you can implement, you know, perhaps go on Etsy or something, or perhaps look at the marketing. Have you done a Facebook page? No. Well, you need to tell people about your product. Oh, I didn't even think about that. You need to sit back and look at your project. And then I'll say to them, you know, if it's stressing you out that much, leave it for a little while. Go and get a part-time job and come back again. But if there's something like a Ten of Pentacles, you know, after a really good, or a star, or sun, you know, the Major Arcana, yeah, or the Sun, yeah, I'd go, oh my God, keep going. Mm. Just step back and look at if there's anything else you can implement, or different ways to market this, or, you know, try and network, or try and reach out to other people that can help you. Because I'm telling you now, this is a winner. You know, I can see it in the future card that this is a winner. And then ordinarily I'd do another one just to double up on that. So really that next card to me would be an advice card, or a wow, you are going in the right direction. If it's a negative card, like the Eight of Cups, you know, walk away from the situation, I'd say, do you know what? I don't know what you seem to be doing wrong here, but I don't think this is going to flow for you. Mm-hmm. You know, by all means try, but the Eight of Cups is like, you've really tried hard, but you need to walk away from a situation because it's just not serving you well. And then I'd get another card next to that to explain why, to clarify why. Or, you know, if it's just, say if the Hangman comes up, not in the center one, and comes up as the near future, there's obstacles, and you know, the Eight of Cups, I say, right, you want to walk away. Say the Eight of Cups is the present card. I go, God, you're thinking of walking away. You feel like you're walking away from, yeah, I've had enough. I've been doing this for 6 months now. I haven't had one sale, blah, blah. And then say if the Hangman comes up after that, I go, whoa, hang on a minute. The reason why it's stuck is because there's something not quite right here. And as soon as it's done, as soon as something happens, it's going to go bang. And then I'd do another card. And if you've got a pentacle or a fortuitous card after that, I'll be saying, you're mad to walk away from this. It's going to work. Mm. See what I mean? The problem is we get so gnarled up in our own ego. And it's, I don't mean rude ego. We just think, I mean, I'm not good enough. It's not going to work. You fear that you're not going to be able to.
Spiritual, you know, ego you're talking about, aren't you? Yeah.
So, yeah, you need to grab onto your spiritual higher power belief system connection and just say, right, I know you're aware of this. I know it's going to work. You know, and even, you know, personally for me, I was working away and trying to reinvent myself after my accident. And then suddenly I had all of these cards telling me I've had the Hangman. My God, how many times I've had the bloody Hangman. And I've had Temperance. And then it always says, yes, you're going to be well known. Da, 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 and it's all going to be like it used to in your old life before my accident. And then boom, it's happened. But the problem is they know when it's going to happen. We don't. And
yeah, they keep saying
it's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
Just hang on in there. And it's all about faith and trust. Because for some reason, they take us to the 11th hour and then deliver.
Oh, God, yeah. Gee, don't I know that as well.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And I don't know why they do it. I think it's just they're just showing that if it was easy, what's the point of being down here? But they're just, you know, perhaps we agreed in our life print before we came down, or our life plan, to say, you know, I need to have faith in you so that I can bring it to the masses. So then as you know, personally for me, I say, yeah, I know it's hard, but this is what happened to me, and bang, this is what will happen for you.
I think they want to see your
test us, I think.
Yeah, sorry to interject. Yeah. No, you know, you're totally right. Yeah. And I just think as well, maybe they want to kind of see how our earthly reaction is as our own ego into that situation. And it's almost like, I don't know, it feels like almost like passing a test. You know, if you can get to that 11th hour and not lose your head, it's, you know, you're off, sort of thing. That's what it feels like to me.
Absolutely. And when people in the past have said to me, oh, it's just a test, I've had enough tests.
I've done them.
What? You know, what's the point? What's the point if you win the lottery and win prizes every day and you've got everything you possibly want and you've got the love of your life? And you've got, what's the point of coming down here? Because all of that beauty and peace and tranquility and everything that you need is up in the spirit world. Mm. We come down here for lessons. And so when, you know, and they must think, oh, for God's sake, she's getting the ump again because it hasn't came quick enough for her. Mm. Give her a Hangman in the card to just tell her, hang on a minute, there's a reason why it's happening. There's a reason why it's remained static. It may be your fault, or it may not. Have a look, go within and see.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And I don't know how the magic of these cards work. I will never, ever know. But I tell you now, every single time I've ever, whether it's an oracle card, angel card or tarot card, every single time I've asked a question, they deliver.
Mm.
You know, I don't know if they, you know, our guides inspire us to stop at a certain stage and turn a card over, or they physically flick them out. I don't know. But they never, ever, ever not make sense. And that's the magic of tarot.
The cards never lie, as they say.
No, they don't. You know, it's with our QR tarot cards, you know. Even if you can't work out what's going on, you just like hit them on your phone
with the QR code,
on the QR code, and then it's all explained. Mm. And you literally, the amount of people that email me and say, "I just can't believe it. I've just like literally hit the cards, got the videos up, and it all completely makes sense. How does it work?" I said, "Don't ask me. It's not asking about anything. How does it work? Just know that it does, and that there's some force, some higher power that's connected with you at the moment that is sending you these cards, and it's the message in those cards that has come from the divine to tell you it's going to be okay, or watch this, watch that, or do this, do that." And that's the magic of them.
It is, and that's what I've always thought as well, is that the cards are just, you know, a sort of go-between. They are kind of a channeling object or a channeling device for, like you said, from the divine through the person that's doing the reading to the person that's accepting the reading, and we're just facilitating that. They're just using us and the cards to give that message across to whoever it is, or to ourselves, you know.
Absolutely right. And it's a beautiful thing. And I think I'd be bereft if I didn't have I even took cards out to Florida recently. Mm. I can't not have a set of cards with me, because, you know, no matter how spiritually aware we are and how connected I'm connected to the spirit world, I've got an immediate dial up to there. Mm. However, the ego does, you know, get in the way down here sometimes, and the cards just define it for me. They just, like, I think, oh God, I don't know about this. Dunk, dunk, dunk. I go, yeah, well, I knew it all along, but they've just, you know, they've just corroborated it for me.
And they can realign stuff as well. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I just love the way they're done. And whoever created this imagery, they were so spiritually connected. The colours and the imagery just explains everything so beautifully. And when you actually, if you want to, you don't have to, but if you do want to, you know, research the imagery and why certain things are drawn in these cards, it is incredible just going on that sort of journey.
They are unbelievable, aren't they, the depth. And I just think, you know, the more I studied the cards and looked at Pamela Coleman Smith's, you know, original drawings, it just it was pure genius. And it was unbelievable how she must have channeled that, you know, to have all those meanings and the sub-meanings within the cards and the imagery. That the drawings are just unbelievable, all the meanings behind them and everything.
Without
fantastic
a doubt.
Stuff,
and you know what? I've been, you know, my nan and my granddad used to just use playing cards. And I've actually got a very, very old deck, I think from the 60s, that my granddad gave me. And they're really, really, they look weird, they're a bit spooky.
You showed them to me, I think, when I saw you last year.
You know what? The imagery in them, and I used to say to him, what does that mean? What does this mean? And it's just beyond, and, you know, and then I thought, oh, it doesn't really matter. I'll just, you know, used to say, this is what this means, this is what that means. Mm. And I never really looked into it. And it wasn't until we started connecting that I started thinking, do you know what? I really want to look into the imagery. And it is incredible what things.
She was a genius.
Symbology is just incredible. Yeah. So, yeah, that in itself is another study, not even, you know, worrying about the tarot reading. The fact that there's beauty in the symbology and the channeled essence of what is written in every card is so interesting and so amazing. And I think, wow, I never noticed that. You know, like the cat sitting next to the High Priestess, I think it is, or is it? Oh, no, or is it next to the, oh, my God, I'm getting mumbled now. Or
the dog and the fool.
Or is it the swords, is it? Yeah. And the Queen of Swords. And you just say, I never even noticed that before. Yeah. And then, you know, you look up what the relevance of it. Oh my God, it's just
and the little
incredible
butterflies in the crown of one of the court cards in one of the suits. I think it might be Pentacles, the King or the Queen. There's butterflies in the crown if you look closely, stuff like that, you know.
Growth, transformation, flight. It's just
tiny
incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, have a look into your cards.
Yeah, have a look closely. Have a very close look. Get your magnifying glass out, guys, and have a close look. Well, Nikki, thank you very much. It's been fantastic to have you here again talking about the cards with us. And, if you want to come and join us again for the next one, we'd love to have you on for the next card. It is Death is the next card, the much misunderstood Death.
My favourite card.
Yes.
Absolutely brilliant card. Thank you for having me, darling. And I really hope that people are benefiting from this, because you really are entering into a world of magic when you get your tarot cards. I'll tell you that now.
You are. You definitely. Well, yes, thank you very much, Nikki. And you can get, you can catch everything to do with Nikki Allen and all the things that she's, the great things that she creates at her website, which is nikkiallen.co.uk. And she's got a wonderful shop there with tons and tons of stuff in there. Just dive in and have a look at that. There's loads in there for you to choose from and look at. Yeah, all you guys in the 10-hour tarot course, hope you're enjoying it. And like I say, if you buy the course, you can go in and join the Facebook group. But for now, thank you very much, Nikki. And if anyone's listening on Apple Podcasts, please do leave us a review. We'd love a fantastic review after you've listened to the show. And we'll let you go now, Nikki. Thank you so much for joining us. And we'll see you for the next one.
Thanks for having me, darling. Look forward to it.
Always a pleasure. See you later.
Bye now.
You've been listening to Psychic Social, brought to you by psychic.co.uk.